All right. It's your man, Cyril, coming at you. Today is Monday, the 10th. It's my ex-wife's birthday, so if anybody know her, wish her happy birthday. Mother's Day was yesterday. I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day. For those whose mother happened to, you know, not be here, you know, I feel your pain. I fortunately still have my mom here, you know, which is a good thing. I know the feeling that I get on Father's Day with my dad not being here. And that was, that's even though me and him didn't have this great relationship, it's still a day that we would always kind of celebrate together. So, you know, I know what it's like to have a day that's dedicated to one of your parents and then not here. So my heart goes out to all those that had to celebrate today, and their mom not being there. So anyway, today, like I said, is Monday, May 10th. It's about noon, I guess, 11:30 noon. I thought I had got happy because I had recorded this last week, I think on a Friday, and I thought I was back on track. But once again, I've been super busy with a bunch of other things that I couldn't get to it until this morning. I wanted to say that, like, I think in another 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be starting recording our DVD for Chie's show. Dealing with this doggone nosebleed. We'll be recording our DVD for Chie's show, which will be the second one that we did. You know, that'll be available. We'll release that in about about November. And also, I've been getting a lot of requests for selling advertisement slots within our podcast because we get a lot of listeners, a lot of downloads, and we have a lot of local people, a lot of people selling things online that really wants to take advantage of our advertisement because it seems that podcasts are the new wave of radio. So we're going to start doing that. I've been having the request. I didn't want to do it because I didn't feel like I had enough listeners to make it worthwhile to the people that was advertising. I want them to receive something in return also. So now we feel we have a lot of listeners. A lot of people download, and I feel we could create a value within someone that advertises on our site. And that's my whole thing is that, you know, I want to be able to give value to people that choose to advertise. So if you're interested, you can always reach me on my email. It's myworld1@gmail. It's myworld1podcast@gmail.com. If you're interested in advertising on the site, very low rates, a lot of good feedback. Definitely is going to create value for your company or your product or whatever it is that you may be selling. All right. So that's what that is. Today, I wanted to do a podcast. It's been kind of tricky because I just wasn't really moved by a lot of things. I try not to get too political, too racist, too much of that would seem to be going on a lot. But it kind of hit me earlier today or yesterday, and I had to kind of fold the concept around. And like I said, a lot of my podcasts are done what the younger people would call freestyle. I don't write things down. I don't rehearse things. I just kind of, if something hits me and I feel it's of interest to my client, to my listeners, I try to bring it to the forefront. This podcast today is based on a old philosophy, and it's called What's Love Got to Do with It? I remember Tina Turner had a song What's love got to do with it? I'm fighting the cold. It's not COVID, okay? What's love got to do with it? It's a, you know, what's love is a secondary emotion. I remember asking my stepdaughter. She's 26 now. She was maybe about 17, 18 at the time. My question was, and my question to my listening audience is, what's up, Eric? My buddy Eric Parham on here. Supposed to be at work, ain't you? What is the number one reason that people get married? And to most people, they will answer with love. Everyone gets married because of love, or the idea of love, or I love this person, or whatever it may be. Well, if love was enough to make the marriage, why is 70% of the marriages in divorces? They all got married for love, but 7 out of 10, love wasn't enough to keep them together. I know that I was married for 12 years. My ex-wife, actually, I knew her since I was 6. We grew up across the street from each other. We were very close friends. And we got married. We had a son. You find out that, I found out that majority of the time, a good relationship or marriage or whatever, to me, is based more on honest, open communication and a willingness to compromise. What mattered to you at 20, or what didn't matter to you at 20, is going to matter to you at 30, 25. So, you know, when I first got married, my ex-wife told me, she said, you know, I don't cook. I don't want to be rich and I don't cook. Okay. So, you know, we figured, hey, we in love, doesn't matter. Hey, I'll make my own food. Well, getting married at 25, that sounded okay. I mean, I love this person. Being 30 and you're working your own business and you got to be at work at 5 and you don't get off to 9, you've got to come to the store. You got to go home. You got to cook. You got to feed your son. Then you feed her son and give them both baths and put her in the bed while this person is in there watching TV. That's a long ass day. And like I said, when you first get married, it doesn't matter. You know, you don't even think about, hey, no problem. I'll take care of this. This is no big deal. I love her. I'll do that. Well, a few years later, it does matter. And a lot of people that get married, and this individual, marriage or relationship, this individual that had none of the traits that you thought you would want in your life, smoking, non-exercising, a lazy, no go-getter, or work too much, or whatever it may be. We accept all those things in the name of love. We say, okay, well, you know, I love her, so I love her or him or whoever. And so it's going to work out. It's going to work out. So my idea was, you know, as I opened up a business, sooner or later one day, you know, you put a lot of energy and time into your business. And anybody that owns a business will tell you that. I felt, well, hey, you know, once we start making some money and, you know, those things will change. When they tell you the first time what they do and don't do, believe them. Because it never made a difference. And hey, Michelle, how you doing? I wind up fighting for a purpose that other individual didn't make. And that's when I say, you know, honest communication and compromise is to me, is the keys to getting where you want to go. Because if you say, hey, I want to end up at road A, and that person says they want to end up at road B, chances are either they're going to convert to Road A, which is highly unlikely. You're going to convert to Road B, which I don't advise. Or you're going to get a divorce, which is normally what happens. So if you're single and you're in a relationship or you're dating or whatever you may be doing, it's an interview. You know, that's a blunt way to put it, but it's an interview. And you need to take heed. Not that this guy he's great in bed, or he treats me this way, or he treats me that way. He opens the door, but he slaps the shit out you when you get home. You know, those are signs. Those are things that's never going to change. So be careful in choosing. When you like an individual, when you like what they are about, when y'all can look and say we're on the same path, regardless of them having their way of doing things and you have your way of doing things, the ultimate goal is to get to the same point at the end of the journey. If they're telling you, I don't want to be at the same point as you at the end of this junction, the things that are important to you will not be important to them. And it will create a conflict that makes you have to decide, what do you really want out of your life? We've all been in relationships where it's give and take. You gave, they took, you know, or vice versa. And if you're not honestly communicating, and if you're not trying to get to the same destination, it becomes extremely, extremely difficult. And, you know, I'm not Dr. Phil or Dr. Ruth or none of them fucking people. I know from experience, you know, it's when we share the same vision and we share some of the same ideas, easier, or, you know, I learned to love what we have in common and where we're going more than just love for love's sake. I did not like that, you know, when I first got married, I was 27, not cooking didn't make a difference. Well, I became a bodybuilder. I eat every 2 hours. You don't cook. That's a huge detriment to what I'm trying to do with the journey that I'm on. It's huge, you know. And we find that in dating people, or, you know, whatever it may be, in a relationship with somebody, and your goals and their goals are total opposite, but we believe in that love gonna conquer all. It's, you know, the realistic approach, it's not. So, you know, when I was married, my ex-wife wanted me to have the security of a job, be home, get off at 5 o'clock, come home. You know, that was not what I wanted for my life. I couldn't even freaking imagine it. So my suggestion was, go find somebody that fits that bill, because that's not me. What I'm doing is what I want to do, but it's not fair to you. So even in getting a divorce, you still have love for that person, and you hope that that individual finds someone that's suited for them the same way you find someone that's suited for you. But trying to, you know, make that person and mold that person into the person that you want them to be, it ain't gonna happen, man. I can tell you that right now. It is not going to happen. So, you know, the best thing to do, it's like I tell my son all the time, and he's kind of going through it now. He's 26. So you go through these different emotions. I don't change my journey for nobody. I don't give a damn who you are. It's what makes me, being only my own business, regardless of the ups and downs, it's a love. It's who I am. It's what I do. I can compromise. I can make sure that as much, like I talked to a guy and he talked about work-life balance. Well, right now I have work-life balance. All my balance is big geared towards work. You know what I mean? And once I've built what I wanted to build, or you know, along that way, that individual deserves, they actually deserve, if they are willing to compromise and get on the same page and y'all can build this thing together, they deserve to have what it is they want to have. So if that's attention, if that's sitting down eating dinner, if that's vacation, no matter what it is, that individual, they deserve that. So as they give to you, you must give back to them. Except tomorrow, I ain't going to the goddamn mall. I don't care. I don't care how much I love you. I am not going to the freaking mall. But it's got to be a two-way street. As much as they support and give to you, you know, I learned because, you know, I could get less than shit about school. Never did. Never liked it. And that was my ex-wife's favorite. That was her thing. She loved going to school. And I didn't support that. So I had to learn that, you know, life is a two-way street. As that individual gives to you, you must give back to that individual. If that individual don't get to you, fuck them, move on. Find somebody that will. Or, you know, build it single and just have you a couple of good ones on the side. Whatever you got to do. But don't compromise your being and your dreams and your goals because that individual don't want you to achieve them. Right now, I work my ass off. And Chie works harder or harder than me. I had to say that because she's going to listen to this later. But in reality, I work a lot harder. But, you know, I appreciate that because it has helped me tremendously along the path that I'm trying to build. And by the same token, when I have or when I make that time, I have to give back to her because she gave to me in way of support and giving up certain thing. Like, you know, she'll make sure I'm fed all the time. I'm a bodybuilder. You know, that's what I do, which is very, very important. It may not seem important to some people. It's very important to me. But by the same token, I have to give back to her. Now, I would not go to the mall with her. I'll get my debit card. She can go get what she want to get. But I ain't going to the mall. I've already said that. We've been through that. Me and her been together 18 years. I ain't going to the mall. Forget about it. I am not going shopping with her. But the advice to everybody is that it's got to be a two-way street. It's not just the man. It's not just the woman. You have to be able to sit down and talk with somebody or be with that person in that relationship where there's a compromise, there's a meeting in the middle of the road. No one gives up too much of one thing. But you have to decide that in going into the relationship, because if that person says, I don't cook, you better believe them. They don't cook. So if cooking is important to you, if eating is important to you, maybe you need to hold back a little bit or make enough money to hire a cook. So, you know, as I said before, you know, love has a lot to do with it. There's a lot more love when you pick the individual that fits you best. And, you know, don't just love a person because they treated you nice once. It's you're trying to build something that lasts for the long run. And the only way to build something that lasts for the long run is got to be honest communication. There has to be compromise. And there has to be a give and take. So, you know, my daughter on her, Tarita. Good to know. Tell her we need to plan a date to the mall. Get that car ready. I'll tell her that, babe. This is my oldest daughter on here, Tarita. But I'll tell her. I don't know about getting the car ready because it ain't much on there. But I will give her the message. What's up, John? So that's my message for today. What's love got to do with it? Love is a temporary emotion. Don't get too wrapped up in it. Find someone that fits you and y'all can build this life. Matter of fact, my buddy John is on here. And a lot of advice I got about long-term relationships, I got when I was training his grandfather. He taught me a lot about what it takes. I think he had been married, John, no matter more better than me, but at least 40, 50 years. And those are the kind of people that I get advice from. I'm not trying to get advice from somebody that's been divorced 7 times. You know what I mean? Teach me how to make it work, not how to make it not work. So until next week, it's your man, Sir Earl, checking out. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Like I said, drop me an email. We're starting to get a lot of stuff from a lot of, oh, they've been married 70 years. All right. See, that's what I'm talking about. 70 years, man. You know, it takes a lot. He told me, he said, his grandfather told me one time, I said, what's the secret? He said, shut your mouth and just listen to what you say. Learn how to say yes, dear. Then you'll be okay. So I got a lot of advice from when I was training him. And he was, you know, 90 years old when I met him, when I was training him. So he taught me a lot. So anyway, until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl. I'm checking out of here. Tune in next week. Hopefully I'll have this up, you know, sometime. But I enjoyed everybody tuning in on the live stream from Facebook. It's been a great time. And I will nod and smile. I will check you guys next week. This is your man, Sir Earl, checking out. Peace.